She said she got it out and looked like a little doll sweater. Have you ever done that?
No, I never did. I nearly always, and I do yet, when I had a washer and dryer, I gave mine to a woman that had five kids. I thought she needed it worse than I did. And she wasn't very well. And I had access to the washer, Terry, right here close by. And I said, I'll just send my sheets and pillowcase to the laundry, and I do my own hand washing. And that way you don't get too hot of water.
That's right. And you don't have to worry about throwing things in the dryer.
No.
My husband is, I talked to him last night, and he'd just gone to Penny's to look at some jeans. We're going to go on a vacation in a week or so. We're going to go hiking up in the mountains. And my husband is so proper. He, when we got married, he didn't even own a pair of jeans. But now he does, and he needed a new pair, you know. And so he was asking me about how much they were going to shrink up. And if they were part polyester, did I think they would shrink and all that?
Yeah.
I don't know if they will or not. They're polyester, too. Yeah. You know, they're cotton and polyester.
Yeah, they will. If you have the temperature wrong for them.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the thing that you can be sure of, that polyester will wash just as well in cold water as warm or hot water.
Is that right?
Right.
I'll tell him that tonight when I talk to him, because he's worried about them shrinking up.
No. It's a change from the hot to the rinse water.
Oh, is that right? That makes them shrink?
That makes them shrink.
Huh. Okay. Talking about things shrinking, you might say, that shirt that I washed yesterday
shrunk.
Okay. And lately it seems like everyone I have washed has
shrunken.
Okay. And let's see. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she sure does like to
dress up.
Okay. You like to dress up?
Oh, indeed.
I don't. Well, my husband likes to dress up more than I do. I sort of like to sometimes.
My daddy always said I had more pride than brain. And you know, my sister-in-law come down here now.
Uh-huh.
John's sister. She's the only one of the family living. And she'll come in that back door. She'll say, well, for Pete's sake, where are you going? I said, nowhere. Why? What do you got on that dress for? And I said, well, I bought this dress to wear at the store. And to clean up and wear when I get through cleaning up the house.
Uh-huh.
And it's 7 or 8, 10 years old, and I don't wear this kind of dress to church,
uh-huh.
Real short sleeves.
Uh-huh.
I either wear 3/4 or a jacket, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how you afford that kind of clothes. And I said, well, that's what I worked hard all my life for.
Uh-huh. She just doesn't dress up that much, I guess.
Oh, no. She don't care.
Something you carry your money in, you'd call a
purse, a handbag or purse.
Okay.
We used to call them purse. They call them handbags now.
Okay. And if it was small and had a little clasp on it, you just carried
coin purse.
Okay. And what would a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Okay. And say you had a bunch of little beads strung up and together to go around your neck, you'd say you have a what? A
necklace.
Bead. Okay, or a
strand of beads.
Okay. And what do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belt.
Okay, or it used to be they wore
suspenders.
Okay. Ever heard them call anything else?
Galluses.
Okay.
Did you ever hear them called galluses?
Not until I started asking people in this interviewing, but
galluses.
I've heard that since then.
Galluses.
When you make up the bed, the last thing you pull up when you make up the bed is the
bedspread.
Okay. Ever heard it called anything else?
Yeah, they used to call it counterpane.
Okay.
Or counterpane, we called it.
Uh-huh.
But it's spelled pain, counterpane.
Okay.